Hey, everybody. My name is Courtney, and I'm so glad that you tuned into this podcast today. I'm going to be talking about anxiety, and if this is something that you struggle with, I just pray that this podcast changes your life by the power of God. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy. Okay, so I titled this podcast, Who Are You? Because I think this is one question that I think a lot of people don't really understand, like who they are as a person, or they struggle with things and they don't really know who they are. And that's like one thing that I've struggled with. So I'm here today just being transparent and sharing my story with you guys in hopes that you'll learn from it and in hopes that God will reveal to you who you are. And I know that he's gonna, because he gave me something powerful to share. So, with all that being said, okay, let's just jump right into it. I'll just tell you a little bit about my story. So my name is Courtney, and about 4 years ago, I got saved at Crossroads Community Church in Fitchburg, which is the church that I still go to. And I got saved at a revival service with Jonathan Shuttlesworth. Shout out to the Shuttlesworths, because they're the best. But since then, that was about 4 years ago. One thing that I've struggled with in the past and throughout my life was anxiety. And if you struggle with anxiety, which I hope that's why you're listening to this broadcast or whatever this is, podcast, then I really want to share something with you, and I hope that you get a revelation, and I hope that it changes your life. And let's just open up in prayer for that to happen. Father God, I just thank you so much for who you are, Lord. I thank you for what you've done in my life, and I thank you that you're about to do something crazy and something amazing in this generation, and I just feel the shifting, Lord. And Father, I just pray that as I speak, that people would get revelation, and the same thing that you did for me, Lord, that you would do for other people. Give them the revelation of who they are and who you've created them to be, Lord. And your word says that you came to give us an abundant life, Lord, and that is what we stand on today. And I pray that people would understand that this abundant life is for them, and it's for me, and it's for all of the people that you've created. And Father, I just thank you, and I pray that lives would be changed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Okay, so let's get into it. Okay, so anxiety was something that I struggled with, right? And just recently, it's been something that God brought to my attention, because anxiety is like one of those things that you can like hide, that you struggle with, if you get what I'm saying. And same thing with depression. That's not really something that I struggle with, but I know that that's like just another thing. I've seen people struggle with that too, but it's different than something that's outward that you struggle with, like alcoholism or drugs or whatever the case is. Whereas this is more of like an internal mental thing that you struggle with, that people around you might not even know that you're going through it. And you might not have even told anybody that you're going through it. And I can openly say that I was that person. Like, in church, it was really easy to go in there and put a smile on my face and act like everything was fine. But I knew inwardly, like, the thoughts that were in my head after I would leave church, the way that my thinking patterns were, the negativity in my own head, the insecurity, the shortcomings, like all these things only I knew. And I didn't want to tell anybody, because if I told people, then I would, I don't know. I guess I just wanted to portray that I had things all together, even though inwardly I knew that there were things that I wasn't like free from, if that makes sense. So anyways, so with that being said, like, I think a few months ago, God really was showing me, this is how he talks to me anyways. He's like, you're being fake. And you want to keep your reputation that and you want to show people that you have things together instead of just being transparent and telling the people around you so that you can be free. You know what I mean? So I felt really convicted about that because I was like, wow. And it was almost like I cared more about what people would think of me than what was really going on. So like I wanted people to think that I had it all together. Like I was on the worship team at church, or I am on the worship team at church, and like I'm on staff at the church. And so like that's my own pride, because I was like, I don't want people to, if I tell people that this is what I'm struggling with, then they're going to look at me a different way, or they're going to think less of me. And that right there is just pride, because that's thinking of caring too much about what other people think of me. And ultimately, that is the root of what anxiety and depression and fear, that is the root of it, is caring too much about what other people think of you, or putting your worth in what other people think of you, or even the own negative thoughts in your head. It's putting your worth in anything else but the word of God. And that is where all problems come from, and most problems, I would say, because really, ultimately, you don't know who you are in Christ. Okay, so ultimately, like, once I realized that I was struggling with anxiety, and I opened up to a couple people around me that I trusted and told them about it, and like people had no idea. Maybe they did, maybe not, whatever. But like a lot of people I talked to, like they were like, wow, like you're like fearless. Like you, like you're so outgoing and blah, blah, blah. And like, and again, like this was something that only I knew. Like I only knew my unhealthy thinking patterns. So ultimately, like I'll just share a little bit. I don't want to like glorify anxiety, because honestly, it's from the devil. And like, but this is like the things that would go through my head. And so I constantly struggled with insecurity. Like anything that I would do, I would second guess myself. I would have like major fear. Like one day I would be completely fine and I could do anything. And then the next day it was like everything was hard. I was so down on myself in my own head. I couldn't think about anything else but like how terrible my own life was, and how I can't do anything. And I would just overthink like every stupid little detail until like it caused me almost like not paralyzed, but like not wanting to do anything, like not wanting to leave my house, not wanting to go to the store, not wanting to do anything, literally. It just like caused me to like not want to talk to people. And it was weird because like some days I'd be fine and then like be super outgoing or whatever. But then like the next day, like something, it just depended on the day or whatever. So once I realized that and realized that like, okay, like this is probably not healthy. Like, why am I so up and down all the time? And then it like, I looked up like symptoms of anxiety, because that's like another thing. I didn't even know what the heck anxiety really was until I Googled, searched it and found out like what it is. But ultimately, like, I don't believe that it's a mental condition. So like right there, I'm just going to pause right here and tell you right now that I do not think that anxiety is an imbalance of chemicals. I don't think it is a medical issue. I truly and firmly believe that it is a spirit sent by the enemy to hold people back from the purpose that God has for their life. And I think that manifests itself, that spirit manifests itself in the fear, in the anxiety, in the depression, and all these other things. These are the only things that I'm going to be talking about today, but it obviously manifests itself in other ways in other people's lives, such as addictions and stuff like that. But right now, I'm just going to talk about anxiety, because that's the battle that I want to share with you guys. So with that being said, once I realized that my unhealthy thinking patterns, I was like, God, like I got into deep prayer. I was like, God, you have to take this from me. Nothing's impossible for you. Like, just take it from me, like remove it. And I prayed that really hard. And then the next day I struggled again. And so then I got on my knees and I started praying again. And the next day I woke up and I struggled with it again. So here's the point in my faith that I things could have went one or two ways. Number one, I was really tempted to stay in my anxiety and believe that God just didn't want to heal me and God didn't want to deliver me, because I asked and I sought the Lord in prayer and I said, God, you have to take it from me. And I didn't feel like he took it from me instantaneously. And so it would have been really easy for me to stay there and say, and that be my testimony or that be my story to tell people that, oh, you know, this is just my cross to bear. I just struggle with anxiety and fear and panic attacks. And that's just, you know, I prayed and, you know, it didn't happen for me. God didn't take it from me. So, you know, sometimes he just gives us these battles and, you know, this is just how things have to be. Wrong. And I was very tempted to be that person in the beginning. I'm not even going to front. Like, that is the way that I thought. But every single time, praise God that I go to a Holy Spirit-filled church that teaches the full Bible, and also just reading my Bible on my own at home and pressing into God, that literally contradicts everything that the Bible says. John 10:10 says that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but that I have come to give you life and life abundantly. Even just that verse right there nullifies that thinking pattern that God would want me to deal with anxiety the rest of my life. Right there. Does an abundant life sound like anxiety to you? Does an abundant life sound like panic attacks to you? Does abundant life sound like sitting in your room under your covers, not wanting to move, not wanting to go anywhere? No, absolutely not. And praise the Lord that God showed that to me, because in reading his word, I realized like this isn't biblical. I shouldn't have to be dealing with this. So then my prayer started to change, because yes, I wanted God to take it from me, but there also is, I have to stand on the word of God, and I have to know. The Bible says that without vision or without knowledge, that people perish, that they die if they don't have knowledge. So my job as a believer and as a Christian is to get knowledge. And how do I get knowledge? Reading the word of God. So one verse that the Holy Spirit dropped into my spirit was, actually, I should just read it because I don't want to quote it wrong. Thank y'all for listening. Like, I hope that at this point you're still listening to what I have to say. But let's just go to Romans. Okay, Romans chapter 12, we'll just start with verse 1. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. So he's done something for us, right? But what does that require of us? He just said it, to give your bodies to God. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Verse 2, this is the verse that I wanted to highlight. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by what? By changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Ooh, I could just stop right there. God dropped that into my spirit, that verse right there. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way that you think. And in another translation, it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so when God dropped that spirit into my verse, I realized right then and there that I have a part to play in my deliverance here. What's my part to play? Simply knowledge, revelation, understanding what the word of God says. So at that moment, like, I literally was like, wow, like, okay, so here I am, I'm on my knees, I'm praying, God, just take the anxiety from me, take the fear from me, take these panic attacks from me. But what God spoke to me was, I already did. And that's what you need to understand, is that when, and we'll get into this part later of when you accept Jesus Christ, that he has already done everything. He has already died on the cross. He has already taken the anxiety on the cross. And then he rose again and defeated the power that anxiety and fear and panic attacks have over me. But I need to understand that. And the thing with your mind is, your mind is so powerful. And that's why the Bible says to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because what? How do I renew my mind? Reading the Word of God and understanding who I am in Christ. And that's why this podcast is titled, Who Are You? Because if you're struggling with anxiety and depression and fear and panic attacks, that is not of God. And that is not something that you have to struggle with, that you can be set free from that and you can be delivered from that. But you have to make up your mind that the Word of God is going to take precedence over any opposing thought that you have that comes up against you. The Bible tells us to take captive every thought. So any thought that pops into your mind, you don't have to let it take root in your life. So when those thoughts come into your mind saying, you're not good enough, you shouldn't even leave your house today, you can't do anything, what is the purpose of your life? You have an option to let that thought take root and for you to act upon it by sitting in the corner of your room, sucking your thumb and not wanting to move. Listen, I've been there. Well, maybe not sucking my thumb. It's weird. That, yeah. Well, yeah. Anyways, at that point, what the enemy wants is to shut you down altogether, because if he can shut you down and paralyze you in fear, then you're not useful. Then you're not living an abundant life. Then you can't do all God's called you to do and be all that God wants you to be. And so, starting out and learning that, and once I finally realized that, I realized that faith is fierce and that faith is a fight, and that the promises of God, you fight for those promises. Like, you don't just sit back. You don't just sit back and do nothing and want God to just serve you everything on a silver platter. And can I just tell you something? He already did that. He already did the impossible. He did the impossible and the difficult. So he already served Jesus to us. Like, he sent his son into the world as a sacrifice to take all of those things on his body so that we wouldn't have to. But it's our job to understand and believe that we're free from those things, and that to get the knowledge and the understanding that we don't have to be beat up by all these things that are on this earth trying to take us out. We have to stand in faith. And so tonight, over these past few weeks, I've just decided that I'm going to press in harder than before to understand who I am in Christ. And so, a couple weeks ago, Adalys Shuttlesworth, Jonathan Shuttlesworth's wife, the one, so I got saved under Jonathan Shuttlesworth's when he came at one of his services. And then his wife came for a women's conference a couple months ago, maybe even a month ago. And at this point, I was in this place of knowing that I needed to renew my mind and to get revelation, and pressing in to get free from the fear and the anxiety, but still kind of battling with it, still kind of going through it. And this is what Adalys was preaching on, that faith is a fight, that you got to press in and you got to fight for the things of God. And I have it written in the front of my Bible. She said, the devil doesn't take a day off and neither should you. So every day I should be renewing my mind with the Word of God. Every day I should be speaking over myself who God says I am. And I went up to the altar call and she came to pray over me. And it was probably one of the most powerful encounters I've ever had with God, that I, like, if not the most, after being saved, like top five most powerful encounters that I've ever had with God. Because she came to lay hands on me and I had just been seeking God, and I was asking God, like, how do I know? Because when these voices come in my head saying that, like, I'm not good at something and I'm not fit to do what I'm doing and I'm not good enough, and it's really easy to believe that that's your reality. And in my head, it's hard to differentiate what's real and what's not real. Like in my head, I'm thinking, okay, I have these voices in my head telling me I'm not good enough, but maybe I'm really not good enough. And maybe these voices are real. So that's where I was having the battle, because I'm like, God, how do I know, how do I know you're not telling me, Court, you're not cut out for that. Like, maybe stay away from that. So I was having a hard time differentiating, what was God's voice and what wasn't. And I heard him very clearly say to me, I tell you who you are, not who you're not. And every time I repeat those words in my head, it just gives me goosebumps. That God doesn't come to tell you who you're not. And, you know, he tells you in his word who you are. And it's up to us to claim those things. And so tonight I looked up scriptures and I wanted to share them with you. I looked up scriptures of who God says I am. And I'm just going to read some to you. There's a bajillion. So these are just a handful of them. But I wrote them down, and I think it's really powerful, and I think it's really important that we speak these things over ourselves every day. And I just want to encourage you that, if you're battling with these thoughts of anxiety and if this is speaking to you and you can relate to this journey, don't give up thinking that this is something that you have to deal with forever. Do not give up, and do not think for one minute that this is God's, that this is something that, God, he just isn't going to heal me of this, that I'm just going to have to struggle with this, that this is the way that things are always going to be. It's not. I'm telling you right now, it's not. I had to yell at myself. I had to slap myself in the face and give myself a reality check, because it's literally unbiblical for me to sit there and say, this is just what I have to deal with. It's unbiblical. It's unbiblical. That's not what the Bible says. So I'm going to read these scriptures, and I really just want you to get these into your spirit and understand that this is who you are. Regardless of what you feel like, anxiety is not who you are. Depression is not who you are. Fear is not who you are. Alcohol is not who you are. Drugs are not who you are. Anything, those things are not your identity. This is who God says that you are. Number one, fearfully and wonderfully made. The Psalm 139, 13 through 16. I'm going to try and read these fast, but also want you to really hear what these say over you. Number two, you're God's temple. Number three, you're holy. Number four, you're a friend of God. Number five, you're a new creation in Christ. Number six, you're not a slave, but a son, an heir through God. Heir, H-E-I-R, through God. Number seven, a child of God. Number eight, a chosen race. Number nine, a royal priesthood. Number 10, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. You're a citizen of heaven. You're a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord. You're a royal, I don't know how to say this word, diadem, whatever you want to say, you're royalty. You're not forsaken. You're the Lord's delight. You are rejoiced over by God. You are anointed. You are free and not condemned. You are heirs of God and heirs with Christ. You are an overcomer. You are loved by God. You are healed. You are righteous. You are partakers in his divine nature. You are more than a conqueror. You are God's workmanship. You're a temple of the Holy Spirit. You are free indeed. You are saved by grace through faith. You're justified by your faith. You're at peace with God through Jesus. You're an eternal living being. You are delivered from darkness. You are created after the likeness of God. You are the righteousness of God. You are called. You are chosen. You are faithful. You are cared for. You are hidden with Christ in God. You are dead to your old life. You are strong. You are helped by God. You are upheld by God. And you are seen by God. And these are just, I'm already feeling powered up right now just by reading those things. Like, seriously. Seriously. What I want to close with is this thought. That I don't know where you're at tonight. And I don't know where you're at when you're listening to this. Maybe you're listening to this in your car. Maybe you don't even know why you're listening to this podcast. But I do. And I know that it's God that wants to get a hold of you right now. And as you're hearing these things, you're maybe in a place where you can't even see yourself free from this, and you think that you're going to be stuck in whatever condition you're in forever. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ died on the cross, whipped, beaten, and bruised. And he took whatever you are struggling with on the cross with him. But he didn't just stay there. He willingly gave up his life and died so that he could rise, so that you would not have to deal with those things. Again, John 10:10, that the thief, the enemy, comes to steal whatever you have, comes to kill whatever you have, and wants to destroy everything you have. But Jesus Christ came to give you life and life abundantly. So whatever you're going through, number one, first and foremost, that you can't have access to all those things spoken over you until you accept Jesus Christ. Because when you accept Jesus Christ into your heart and proclaim him as Lord and Savior, that's when you get access to everything that God has. And that's freedom. And that's being a conqueror. That is all these things. And that's what he wants for your life. He wants to give you all these things. But that starts with accepting Jesus into your heart. So if that's you and you want to be free from these things and this spoke to you, the revelation of the word of God, like, it doesn't matter what any opposing voice says, let everybody else be a liar, but let God tell the truth, and his word tells you who you are. And you can begin on this journey, the journey that I started months ago, of learning who you are in Christ and what you have access to and what type of life he wants for you. And so that's all I got to say. And I just want to close in prayer. And if that's you, then right where you're at, just say this prayer with me. Father, I thank you that you died on the cross for me, that you died on the cross for every single person on this earth. And Lord, I just pray that, whoever's listening to this, Lord, that they would just give their hearts to you. Declare right now where you are. Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for me. I believe that you rose again, and I believe that you're coming back. Lord, I thank you for dying for my sins. I accept you in my heart today. Change my life and change everything. Come into my heart and change my life, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And I know that as you say those words, that God is going to begin to change your life, and he's going to change your surroundings, and he's going to give you new revelations of who you are, and those things that used to bother you aren't going to bother you anymore. And I know that this is going to be the beginning of an abundant life, that right now, Lord, that you would change everything for whoever's listening to this video. This broadcast, well, I don't even know what this is anymore, but Lord, I know that you're going to change things for them, and I thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you guys so much for listening. I really hope that you got something from this podcast and that it changes your life. And if you just said that prayer for the first time, I really would love to hear from you. And I really just want you to reach out to me, find me on social media, message me, whatever you got to do. And I look forward to hearing your stories. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you guys soon.